Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. My name is Sheila Castillo, and I am with the University of Illinois at Chicago. And this is my co-presenter, Lorraine Hitchcock, with the Chicago Family Health Center. And Marcia Love, also from UIC, is rushing over here from her presentation over at the other place, the center. So we are disclosing. We have nothing to disclose. And today we are here to talk about HEAL, our guide for community health workers and health educators. So, what is HEAL? And I've got to dig to my notes here. Excuse me for just a second. HEAL is a 30-hour curriculum that was designed specifically to be delivered in the community by community health workers and by peer educators. The goal of HEAL is to improve the health of Latinos and African Americans by really impacting obesity, the greatest risk factor for diabetes and cardiovascular disease. HEAL is a product of a CDC REACH grant to the Midwest Latino Health Research Training and Policy Center. Given the goal of the grant, we formed a coalition and asked the coalition to help set the direction that the grant activity should take. And so this is the direction that they set to go. To operationalize this recommendation, a working committee of coalition members, which included a great many community health workers, was formed. And then after surveying a sample of curricula around healthy eating and active living, the committee said we really need to write our own because we really wanted to focus on community health workers. So over 2 years, staff and volunteers worked on HEAL. To get input from Latinos and African American community health workers, we held 4 focus groups throughout the region. One of them was in Spanish, and we interviewed community health workers and their supervisors to find out about their programs, their successes, and their challenges. And we had 2 pilot tests with community health workers. The first pilot test was right after we drafted the units, and the ideas that the community health workers gave us at the time were incorporated into the curriculum. And we had another test pilot at the end, and that really, really helped us to revise and to edit the curriculum. Lorraine was one of the community health workers who led the second workshop for us. And then the whole time we were doing this, the committee members reviewed the HEAL guide, gave input, gave feedback at the monthly meeting, and the Health Worker Health Literacy Committee met almost continuously for 3 years. So I want to show you the people who are responsible for our being here in front of you today. These are the volunteers, the staff, the community health workers who were part of the focus groups, part of the pilot tests. And many of them are in this room today. So I'd like everybody who had a hand in HEAL, please stand up. Okay. So we know that HEAL is unique, and probably the number of people who were involved in writing it is one of the very good reasons. But there are other reasons why it's unique. Healthy eating and physical activity are integrated in every unit. Exercises and information about the interaction between physical activity and food are included in every unit. The second real reason is that we use activities and strategies that the community health workers themselves told us were important and which worked for them. Third, HEAL just doesn't focus on giving CHWs information to learn. One of the important things about it is that we want community health workers to become better teachers so that they can share information about healthy eating and physical activity more effectively. Fourth, we know that change is hard, and throughout HEAL, we get a chance to practice behavior changes and then come back and discuss the participants' experience. And then finally, HEAL doesn't simply bemoan the fact that poor communities have less healthy food options or physical activity resources. We look at the societal issues that influence the environment and impact people's ability to be healthy. Those factors that really influence chronic diseases in those communities. And then we look for community resources that are working to make a difference. HEAL is made up of 10 units. The introduction is the how-to, and then the evaluation appendix contains the pre- and post-tests as well as a whole bunch of sample evaluations that the facilitator can use just as they are or can, you know, take questions from and make up their own. And then finally, HEAL is built solidly on the principles of adult education. We know that adults do not leave everything that they know and all of their life experiences outside the door when they walk into a classroom. What we ask them to do is to bring those experiences into the classroom and to share them, and then we build the activities around what they know. So now what who you're looking at is Marcia Love, because this is Marcia's section of this presentation. Marcia was going to talk about the curriculum and the format itself. And so I just want to tell you, I'm doing this, and Marcia does it much better, so I'll get through as well as I can. So we designed the curriculum on what community health workers told us worked for them. The curriculum is a guide. It's not prescriptive. Users can teach all of it, they can teach parts of it, they can modify activities to meet the needs of the group that they're with. They can adapt or change activities if they wish to do so. HEAL urges people to use their own words, but we do provide a script with tips on how to guide the activities. The community health workers asked us to do this because they wanted to have something to fall back on as they were learning to use the guide, especially the first time through. An important part, as I said, of the curriculum is helping community health workers to become better teachers. And the curriculum uses a variety of interactive techniques and incorporates the voices of community health workers all the way along. This is a list of the techniques that you'll find that are used in HEAL, and throughout the rest of the presentation, or my section, Marcia's section, we'll just give you a couple of examples. Community health workers don't often have an opportunity to at work to hear from coworkers or from their peers at other workforces. In the focus group discussions, the CHW shared challenges and strategies in client care. Those discussions shaped what topics we were going to include in their curriculum, and they highlight community health workers' experience and wisdom in dealing with the problems they faced at work. Many of the units contain a segment called CHW Speak Out. Here's an example. And this is one from a focus group where they were discussing how hard it was to get good food, fresh, healthy food in their community. Small group problem solving and pairs are the primary method of teaching in HEAL. Lectures are sparing, if at all, used. This is an example of community health workers sharing collective knowledge to get information across. Everyone in the group comes up to this illustrative figure and places stickers showing where they feel stress in their body. Then we look at it together and talk about what patterns we see in this. This gives an idea of how this particular group of people and community health workers experience symptoms of stress. CHWs document their own family history of diabetes and CVD to help raise their awareness of how these diseases impact families. This also gives CHWs practice of standing in their client's shoes to feel what it's like to do an activity that you're asking clients to do. The community health workers involved in the focus groups told us that they didn't have enough time at work to do computer research on healthy eating and physical activity, and would welcome an opportunity to do that. So HEAL has a unit a computer workshop unit that allows them the time to share the websites that they know of, and also to evaluate the trustworthiness of the information that they find there. They also take time at this point to look up organizations in their community that are doing things to solve some of the problems that have been identified. The community health workers told us that it was really important to include physical activity in every unit in HEAL. they know a lot about teaching about healthy eating, but they really said they weren't so familiar with how to teach about physical activity. So each unit of HEAL incorporates exercise breaks with simple, doable activities to help stretch, strengthen muscles, or build up cardio health. And here's an example, both of the technique of modeling, but also an example of one of the exercises. They're easy but fun. They're easy and fun, I should say. And then finally, the pilot test took place over a 10-week period. As the weeks went on, the CHWs assumed more and more the presentation of the curriculum. They paired up and chose one or two different activities prepared together outside of the workshop session, and then they co-taught the lessons to the group. This gave them an opportunity to try different ways of teaching and to build their own teaching skills. And this is why we consider the co-teaching activity to be such an important piece of the curriculum. And now I'd like to introduce Lorraine Hitchcock. Lorraine was deeply involved from the very beginning of the process of developing HEAL. And as I said earlier, she was one of the community health workers who co-led the second pilot test.
Thank you, Sheila. Hello, everyone. I'm Lorraine Hitchcock, a.k.a. the HEAL poster child. So I find it a great privilege and an honor. These are some of my personal reasons as to why I became a part of this process. There were times when I handed brochures to clients that either didn't have enough information or the information that was in there, they didn't understand it, and I could hardly explain it to them. But this doesn't happen with HEAL. With HEAL, I could explain it, because I knew what it meant, because HEAL was about my experiences. They took my experiences and they documented them. Because of CHW's involvement, HEAL addresses the individual's needs. Well, somebody might need to have some exercise information, while someone else may need to know how to have some portion control. So it's very easy to adapt. In discussing needed changes that a person may have to make, HEAL is in plain everyday language. It breaks it down, and it's not in medical jargon. So the client doesn't have to have a dictionary or a medical dictionary to define medical terms. But they understand. Now, remember, I said I often handed them brochures that they didn't understand. Well, this does not happen with HEAL. Thank you. Thank you. HEAL doesn't require people to leave their everyday world. It teaches us how to make healthier choices, but to make those choices, the things that we eat, much healthier. HEAL shows us that it's not necessary to go to purchase a gym membership or heavy, expensive equipment, but you can use soup cans to strengthen your muscles. You can use countertops and desktops to stretch. You can use a lot of things that are just in your everyday environment. There's a unit in HEAL that talks about different traditional foods and diets. And this is great because we don't all look alike, and we certainly don't all eat alike. But it helps people to understand how their eating is emotional, it's traditional, and it's cultural. And this HEAL adapts to every one of these categories. So because HEAL is easy to adjust, it's also easy to implement. For example, HEAL has an activity that we use with a Mexican meal and a fried chicken meal, and it shows the fat, the sugar, and the salt content of each meal. But now, if we wanted to, we can use another meal that's familiar to any group or any workshop group. So in every unit, we practice new behaviors. Then we talk about that behavior the following week. We talk about what worked, what challenges we had, and then we come up with ways to work through these challenges. And by doing that, it allows us to plan ahead as we deal and how to deal with those barriers, because planning is very key in this process. HEAL helps clients to make changes one small step at a time. Once clients become aware of what they need to do to become healthier, it gives them ideas that they can use. And then they don't have to sit all day, but they can take 15 to 30 minutes and still become healthier. So because of the involvement of CHWs, HEAL meets people where they are. HEAL uses everyday language. HEAL reaches different cultures. HEAL is adjustable. HEAL helps clients make plans. And HEAL helps clients take action.
Do we have time?
Yes, we do. Okay. All right. Now, before you get too excited, we're going to take some action today. Okay? So I'm going to ask everyone to stand. Everyone stand. And so we're going to use one of the activities that's actually in the guide. So because we're such a small group, everybody won't be able to participate. Don't be so sad, but completely participate. But you'll get an idea, okay? So it's think about your favorite food and your favorite healthy food. Okay, let me clarify that. No cakes, no cookies, no candy, but your favorite healthy food and why you like it. Because it's juicy, because of the color, whatever it is, okay? And this is a call and response activity, okay? So we're going to do this while we're following a clapping rhythm. Now, let me first say that when we do this, usually we're doing this marching around the room. So we're not going to have you march because of space and because of time. So Sheila and I are going to demonstrate. I'm going to ask my colleagues here to join after the demonstration. And then this little section over here where Venancia is, those four or five, and you two and Paro, we're going to ask you to do it for us. Okay? All right. You ready, Sheila?
I'm ready,
okay.
Lorraine. Go ahead.
I like apples nice and red.
I like apples nice and red. I like strawberries fat and juicy.
I like strawberries fat and juicy.
I like cherries, they're delicious.
I like pineapple,
it's so juicy.
I like pineapple, it's so juicy.
I like roasted chicken, it's so good.
I like
roasted chicken, it's so good.
I like avocado toast, they're good.
I like avocado toast, they're good.
I like broccoli,
because
it's crunchy.
I like broccoli,
because
it's crunchy.
I like broccoli, because it's crunchy. That's a lot I can't remember.
Watermelon.
I like blueberries,
coffee,
healthy.
I like
thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you very much. And so here's our contact information. Please feel free to talk to us. And we would like to disseminate HEAL. So we're here to talk to you afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you so much.